Hello, and thank you for joining the Houses of Worship International Christian Partnerships, the Inconvenient Truth podcast. Houses of Worship International Christian Partnership is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to glorify Jesus Christ and to help individuals and organizations reach their full spiritual potential. For more information, visit our website at www.howicp.org. Now, let's check out the podcast.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bishop Anthony Collins, and thank you so much for joining the Inconvenient Truth podcast, sponsored by Houses of Worship International Christian Partnership. I am so excited. I'm delighted to have with me today my dear friend, my brother in the bishopric, Archbishop Lawrence Harkless. And Archbishop Harkless is the senior pastor and founder of Kingdom Seekers Ministries in Montgomery, Alabama. He's also the presiding archbishop over Master's Circle Christian Fellowship International. And he is also an amazing entrepreneur. He's just a great friend and brother in the Lord. Archbishop Harkless, how are you doing today, sir?
Man, all is well, my brother. All is well, man. Glad to be a part of this podcast for the Houses of Worship and National Christian Partnership and all that God is doing through you and those who are connected to you, man. We praise God for you, brother.
Amen, friend. Thank you so much, brother. Well, we're just going to just dive right in here. We're really excited to hear what this man of God has to share with us. And today, his topic is fighting for the family. So, Archbishop, what is it that God has laid on your heart?
So, man, we've been in our series here at our ministry talking about fighting for the family. And I think that's something that all of us in the body of Christ, those of us who called in a series about the calling that God has placed in us and that want to hold fast to biblical foundation and principles concerning the family, man, we got to get back to teaching fundamental sound doctrine concerning the family, this beautiful institution that God created. And it's under attack from every way we turn, man. It's under attack. And I've been sharing with our congregation, man. Well, people say, well, how's it under attack, Pastor? You know, what do you mean, Bishop, that the family is under attack? Well, I think that there are a couple of ways that we see that the family is being under attack. It's under attack by the government. And man, what do we see happening, you know, at our national level from government? It seems like everything that's being put in place from a legislative standpoint is aimed at destroying what God has created, called the family. And, you know, by government, by abolishment, by legislation, by gender identification, you know, what's happening now, you know, throughout the world, especially in the United States, and like at a rapid pace, gender identification is the new what. You know, and I was listening to something not long ago, even people of the gay and lesbian community saying transgender push is way beyond what we believe, even as being gay or homosexual. You know, it's very pushing on this aim to destroy the basic tenets and foundation in which God has established concerning the family. You know, and then we look at what God says over in, what is it, Genesis chapter number one, what God says he created male and female. And the very first thing he did after he created them, the Bible says that he blessed them. He gave a blessing over them. He blessed them. And then he says, be fruitful and multiply. And gender identification goes against the very first command that God gave man and woman concerning family, to be fruitful. Multiply. And so we see these things that are happening in which the family is being attacked, man, in every area.
Amen. So when we look at what's going on, and you know, agree with you completely and totally, what is it that we as leaders in the church, what is it that we should be doing to counter the culture, if you will?
Well, and again, that's been a segment that we've talked about for, I think, the past two or three weeks, combating cultural warfare. combating cultural warfare. And there's no way, as a born again believer, as someone who is a Bible believing Christian, cannot combat cultural warfare without the aid of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I think Romans 8 talks about that, you know, a carnal mind makes you an enmity, brings you in enmity with God, makes you an enemy with God. To be carnally minded is death. And so you got to have the aid of the Holy Spirit, according to Romans chapter number 1, in order to experience, you know, what 34 says, more than a conqueror, what 28 says, all things work together for my good. And so we got to have the aid of the Holy Spirit if we're going to combat this cultural warfare that we see the church embarked in, or the body of Christ embarked in right now concerning this fight for the family. And if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to aid and guide us and lead us concerning our families, man, we're going to be in trouble. Mm-hmm. And it looks as if though the gates of hell are prevailing.
Amen. And so that's a challenge. I guess a couple of things that just jump into my mind, you know, when you say that. One is it appears, and this is just not my experience, but it's the experience of many people that I have talked to. It appears that so many churches, quote unquote, modern American churches, quote unquote, want to operate or are operating without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Impossible as a believer. It's impossible to function without acknowledging and allowing the Holy Spirit to aid and guide you in everything that you do. And so what we really got to do is get back to building that foundation, building that solid foundation, because family matters to God.
Amen.
It's the very first thing that he instituted.
Amen.
The family.
Amen.
He said, this man is not good for you to be alone. He created this woman. And he said, now here's the blessing on you. My blessing is on you. And then now go do the work that I've called you to do. He said, go be fruitful and multiply and increase in number and fill the earth and subdue it.
Yeah.
But did that because of the blessing that was on our life. And we see the blessing now is as if though the family that God is, it has removed the hand of blessing off of the family because we're living in disobedience. We're living in disobedience.
Yeah.
And our families are all over the place. They're all over the place. There's a statistic that I have found that said over in 2021, there was 2021 statistics that said there were 1.2 million black families that were without a father. They were absent. 1.2 million families.
And that
was, of course, 2021. But guess what? In 1990, that number was only 472,000.
Right.
So you're talking about a triple increase in a 20-year span.
Yeah.
Of absentee fatherism in the home. And we know that the father, without a father in the home, Dr. King says that this group consisting of a father and a mother and a child is the main educational institution of mankind.
Yeah.
So goes the father in the home.
Yeah.
It's that educational aspect of a father.
Yeah.
Proverbial writer says, son, hear my instructions. There's no fatherly voice to instruct them. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I was raised in a single parent home. My mother did an awesome job raising me.
Right.
Involved around other men, involved in sports with coaches and with my uncles and guys who helped geared and mentored me and to what it means to be a man. Now that was some bad stuff along the way, of course, but a woman couldn't teach me how to be a man.
Right.
My mother understood that there had to be that foundational element of a man's voice in my life to help me become all that God I wanted me to be. And so strong families don't just happen. Here's what we got to understand when we're talking about building this foundation. It don't just happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be intentional. It takes work to build a strong family.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to do it in your own strength without the aid and power, again, here we go, without the aid and power of the Spirit, you're fruitless.
Amen. Amen.
No results in your life.
Amen. I have been saying this for years now, and that is that the number one moral dilemma in our nation, we know the number one spiritual dilemma is the lack of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But the number one moral dilemma in our nation is homes without a father in them. The mm-hmm. the statistics are off the charts for the negative impact on children who grow up in homes without a father. Yes, can Lawrence Harkless happen? Can I have a mother, a single mother, who and my child escapes? Absolutely, that's possible by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the counsel of God. Mm-hmm. But on average, in general, whether it's children, fathering children as a teenager, being pregnant as a teenager, drug addiction, incarceration, suicide, just the list goes on and on and on. Those numbers rise exponentially for children who are in homes without a father. And the father doesn't even have to be a Christian father. He didn't have to be really be a great father. But but having the voice of my yes sir. It's significant. It's important. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the piece of this, just get back to, fighting for the family. Right. And what is it that we need to do? I think that so many of us as men, our sons, our teenagers, because of the attacks of the enemy on the family, because men don't understand what their role is, what their biblical role is. They don't understand who they are. That I think one of the really critical pieces of this is, from a authentic church perspective, is to give our young men a biblical view of who they are as sons of God and what their responsibility is as sons of God. We see so many men making choices that directly deteriorate their children and their family versus going in the opposite direction.
Right. Well, here it is. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about, from Deuteronomy chapter number 6, we talked about building a strong foundation. We talked about how after Moses had come down with the Ten Commandments for the people in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, the very first thing he again tells them, he says in verse number 4, he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God." Mm-hmm. And here's what as fathers and parents have to do. There has to be a continuation of hearing the truth. Yeah. We have to hear the truth of God's word preached and teached and taught in our lives. We have to be connected. We're going to have strong spiritual families that are going to carry on as if though the children of Israel did, who taught their children generation by generation, and they continue even today to carry on generation by generation. They know the word of God. They know the law. They know the Torah backwards and forward. They know the word of God. They know it. We know that Joshua said, if you're going to have this success, you got to study this word, meditate this word both day and night. And the Psalm chapter number 1 tells us that, well, if you do that, you'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, bring forth fruit in this good season. So we got to continue to hear the word of truth. We got to spend time with God. Here as a family, as a family, hearing the truth of God's word, going to church together, going to Bible study together, Sunday school, personal private development time at home. There has to be continuation or a continual hearing of the word of God. There has to be some aspect of family worship together.
Then
watch this. Then in verse number 5, Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse 5-6. Watch this. Watch what the Bible says that you must do. Not only do you got to hear the word of God, not only do you just got to hear it continually, but he said, "Why did it? And thou shalt love the Lord thy God. You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might." Watch this. And then verse 6 says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." And here's what we're trying to do. We try to get away from the word of God, but it's the foundation, what we build upon.
Yeah.
That foundation of the word of God. So you got to love the Lord. That's the second thing. You got to love the Lord. And then here's again what I said a minute ago in verse number 7-9. Watch what it says, 7-9. Man, I was reading this, man. It was just bubbling up in my spirit. Watch what it says. "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." and shall talk to them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thine walketh by the way, and when thou lie down, and when thou rise up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy head, and thou shalt be as a frontlet between the eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thine heart, and on thy gates. We gotta teach. We gotta teach our children. Not only do gotta teach, we gotta hear the word, love the Lord. We gotta teach the young. We gotta teach them the word of God. We got to get back to spending quality time together, family, in the word of God and in the things of God.
That's the guarantee of our success. That's the guarantee that be fruitful and multiply. Be productive and increase. That's the way that we absolutely guarantee that that's going to happen. It's when we follow that prescription, God's prescription for how to live our lives.
That's exactly how. It's the only way that it shall happen. And then watch what Moses tells them in verse number 10. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land, into the blessing. When we see that word, the land, into the blessing, into the promise that I've given unto you, into the promise. You see, when you see that land, God's talking about bringing them into that promise that he swore in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, into that blessed place, right? That blessed place. He said it's to give thee great and godly cities, which thou buildest not, to prosper you and your family in the things of God. Yes. Because he's not a man that he should lie. If he spoke it, he's going to do it. So God says, the blessing is upon you. Now go be fruitful and multiply. So do the earth, have dominion. Mm-hmm. But as if, though, the world has dominion over us. The church.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, the reason, whatever the church is, the culture reflects it, right? That
right.
That's what it is. The reason the culture is what it is because to a great extent that's what the church is, right?
Unfortunately.
And so the prescription that you're making that God is making is desperately needed right now today, right? For us to return to our Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when we return to our Father, we will return to our children and our children will return to us. But unfortunately, there's
that's
two.
Malachi. That's the last.
Come on, man. And so we don't know who our Father is, that we have not contemplated who God is. Biblically, who God is and what our requirement is to him as sons and daughters of creation, or we have, and we just said, we don't care, we're going our own way, but we're watching our children, man, circle, so many of our children, too many of our children, circling the drain in every aspect of their life, that their whole focus is not God. It's not the things of God. They've watched their parents pretend to be something on Sunday that they weren't living Monday through Saturday. They have not seen the power of the Holy Ghost operating in anybody's life. And so they believe that the church is impotent, that the church has no power, but that's impossible. The authentic church can't be impotent. It cannot have any power, for it is the power of God.
That's good, because watch what he tells them in verse number 13 of Deuteronomy chapter number 6. I know Old Testament, New Testament, belief, but you can't get to the new without understanding.
Come on, man. Come on, brother. Come on.
Just based off what you said with our children, watch what Moses tells in verse number 13. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. There's no fear of God.
Yeah, no question.
Serve him and shall swear by his name. Take an oath by his name. You shall not go after other gods the gods of the people, the gods of the world, which are around you. Now, watch this. Here's one of my favorite verses. And let me get that to it. One of my favorite verses. I want to read it verbatim as to what Eugene Peterson in the Message translation said in Romans chapter number 12. Well, we know what Paul tells us to be not conformed to the world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may be approved what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. Watch this. I want to read in the Message translation because he makes it so plain to us as believers so that we how we combat cultural warfare and continue to build a strong foundation. Here's what he said. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, talking about the Holy Spirit helping you. You gotta need you gotta have and see the necessity of the Holy Spirit because you need the help of God in this time. If you're gonna come back, build a strong foundation for your family, you gotta have the aid and help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, here's what I want you to do. God helping you take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing that you can do for him. Verse number two, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Man, every time
that's excellent.
It's one of my favorite verses in the Message.
Don't become
so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in without even thinking.
That's good, man.
Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed. Watch this from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you. He says, unlike the culture around you. Always dragging you down to its level of immaturity.
It's good, bro.
Jump on the page and every time I think about it. And get caught up in the culture. I can't be down to the level of immaturity of the world. But I gotta let my light shine. I want my family to be that model as I ended this past Sunday sermon, that God needs your family to be the model so that people will see the hope of glory in Christ in you through your family. And they might cry out, what must I do to be saved? Because they see God functioning in you. They see God blessing your family. They see your children being blessed. They see your businesses being blessed. They see everything you put your hand. And it's only because of God and our obedience to the word of God that these things work where all things work together. Amen. Them love the Lord according to his and that are called according to his purpose, man.
Amen, brother. That's good, bro. That's good. And it's so easy to get lost in it, right? The culture and all that's going on around us, man, that we have to not just intentional, but almost violently intentional. I don't mean that in a physical way, but, you know, that we just have to be so bold within ourselves that we just have to be drastic in the actions that we're willing to take to be intentional to keep our eyes focused on God.
Yeah, I don't want to get so preachy on the podcast, but I feel my help. But
Preach, sir. Go ahead, sir. Preach, sir.
It brings more sense now to what Jesus said, that we in this world. We're not. Can't get caught up and dragged down into the culture around you, or you'll find yourself, watch this, if you open up your mind to say, well, it's okay, then that slippery slope now begins in your life.
It's okay,
whatever, you know, and then before you find yourself, you'll be dragged down to the world's level of immaturity.
That's
if you're going to combat cultural warfare, man, you got to allow the aid of the Holy Spirit to function in your life. There's so many people who don't give credence or even acknowledgement to the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Which means, in essence, I'm already doomed in regards to manifesting the victorious life that Christ died on the cross for me to reveal. Because the Holy Spirit isn't operating, then that means I'm operating in the flesh, and the flesh always is defeated.
Always is defeated.
No matter how good it looked today, no matter what they said about it today, without the leading and the guidance, without the Holy Spirit operating in my life, I will live a defeated life. Yes, certainly. That's good, sir.
So we got to get back to the place of understanding the blessing that God has placed on the family. mm-hmm. the intent for the family,
mm-hmm.
and the purpose for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could, I mean, but there's so many churches who tiptoe,
yes.
And walk around eggshells,
yes.
finding his family. Why? Because man, my church is packed. You know, yeah. my money's looking good. My change is strange,
yeah.
and all
yeah.
this stuff. And we take a back seat to true biblical foundation and truths concerning yeah. the family.
Yeah. Or if it ain't packed, I want it to be packed.
I want it to be your
right. And if I present the biblical worldview, then people aren't going to be excited about that.
Yeah. 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 But it goes back. I never will forget a couple of weeks ago when I heard the Lord say to me that this goes back to the battle in Genesis.
Mm.
This goes back man. To the battle.
Yeah.
Of
oh, yeah. Mark. Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
This goes back. He's after the seed.
Yes, no question.
This goes back to the battle
yes.
of the garden.
Yes,
and yes. Satan it's as if though the church yes. is not aware of his devices.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture
yes.
say we gotta be
Amen.
We gotta be aware, cognizant of the mm-hmm. enemy's devices,
mm-hmm.
and this ain't changed.
Mm-hmm.
This is his goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
His goal ain't changed since the garden.
Yep. And tactics are the same or very similar as to the garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He started with division between the husband and wife.
Yeah. There you go.
And watch this. The very next thing you see when they start having children, there was division and yep. strife amongst the children.
That's it. And ain't nobody trusting God. Ain't nobody no. trusting the word of God. Ain't nobody trusting the character of God.
Right. Oh man, nobody. That's good, brother.
That's good, sir.
Yeah.
Well, man, that's an awesome word, Archbishop. Thank you for sharing your time. Any final comments in regards to fighting for the family?
Man, we just gotta draw a line in the sand, make a stand, and say, my family.
Mm.
As for me and my house, come here, Josh. Mm.
Yes, sir.
We're going to serve, we're going to stand, and we're going to share the word of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless you. Bless
Amen.
You.
That's good, man. So we just send blessings and favor to you, man, and your family and all that you're doing in the kingdom of God. Certainly your ministry matters significantly, man. I just thank you for taking, you're very busy and have a lot going on. I want to thank you for taking the time out just to share that. It's a great word. It's a blessing for anybody that loves God, that hears this word. And so we just really want to praise God for you. Also, I wanted to give you an opportunity just to talk a little bit about your ministry, both at Kingdom Seekers in Montgomery and also the fellowship that you lead, Master Circle Christian Fellowship International. Tell us a little bit about both of those, if you would, sir.
So, of course, our ministry here located in the capital of dreams, the cradle of the Confederacy, the birthplace of the modern-day civil rights movement here in Montgomery, Alabama, man. We're multifaceted ministry, of course. We're in the child care business. We have three child care centers that funds ministry for us that God has brought us to the place to where, unfortunately, we don't live in times where people give like the saints of old used to. And so God has blessed us in that endeavor. So we have a strong Christian education department
Amen.
Catered toward young people from ages. I say my ministry takes them from the womb to the tomb.
Amen. Amen.
About 160 kids right now with capacity to serve a little over 200. Our church is growing, man. We're seeing young people coming into the knowledge and saving grace of Jesus Christ. Our ministry is more catered toward, that 50 and under crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some saints that are older than 50, mm-hmm. but, you know, our ministry and our style is more geared toward young adults and that are coming into themselves and developing their families. We have quite a few young families and mm-hmm. That are part of our ministry. So God is doing a great thing here in Montgomery,
Amen.
Man. It's just, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, man, all that.
Amen.
able to do through us here concerning that ministry, man. Even with Master Circle, man, we took over in March, Master Christian Fellowship International as the presiding bishop, the presiding archbishop at the Mountain Pass. I know you were there, part of that.
Amen.
Service. And so, man, we praise God for you. Of course, you and I, you know, we joined at the hip together. So,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Into the bishopric. And so, man, we praise God for you being there and being a part of that transitional service. And so what God is doing and building throughout the kingdom and the bishops and the pastors, man, I had a pastor reach out on last night, man, they're pastors who are looking for genuine fellowship.
Yes.
Who can receive the genuineness and the anointing that God has placed on my life. And I told somebody last night, I said, man, I'm just along on the ride, man. What God is doing in my life, I don't deserve. I'm just a poor country boy. I come from a poor family, didn't have much. But man, in the words of the Canton Spirituals, God has been so good to me.
Yes.
Just along for the ride, man. I'm just along and enjoying every moment of it, you know, by the grace of God. I'm graced for this.
Amen, sir.
I don't take that lightly. I'm humbled by what God is doing, and for those who submit to my leadership in the Master's Fellowship. Mm-hmm. So, man, I praise God for you, man, what you're doing in the house of worship, man, and this awesome partnership, man, all that you're doing. And we praise God for you, man. Keep standing on the wall, brother. Keep imparting and instructing and leading those who hear your voice as Bishop. And what you're doing, it doesn't go unnoticed, man.
Well, praise God for you, brother. Montgomery is a better place because of you and Kingdom Seekers, and have great hopes and expectations for the heights for Master Circle Christian Fellowship International. You're doing an excellent job, man, as a leader, and we just praise God for all that you are to the kingdom of God. Would you do us the privilege of praying us out today, sir?
We'll do that. Gracious God, our Father in heaven, we love you, we honor you, we thank you for this time, for those who will hear these words and find inspiration, and God, that there'll be an impartation, that there'll be a shaking, Father, that these men and women of God who may hear this podcast, or anyone, that all the glory points to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and give God glory for what he's doing in the life of families who are standing on the wall, that they're letting their light shine in the name of Jesus, that they're letting their light shine, that people will be able to see that God still loves and honors the family. Amen. And we give you glory for every family, God, that will hear this, every family man, every family woman that will hear this, that God is still yet blessing and empowering the family, and not just the individual family, but the family of faith, that you're still building us according to your word. And we thank you now, Father. We thank you for Bishop Collins and all that you called him to do, Father, that you may cause what he puts his hands to prosper. And we give you glory now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for our sins, for paying the price
for
our sins at Calvary, for being the atoning sacrifice, that through him, through what he did for us at Calvary, we can be reconciled back to the loving God. We give you glory now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, sir. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in and listening to the Inconvenient Word podcast. Inconvenient Truth podcast. And you can go to our website if you want to find more information out about this ministry at howicp.org. Have a blessed week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Houses of Worship International Christian Partnership is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to glorify Jesus Christ and to help individuals and organizations reach their full spiritual potential. For more information, visit our website at www.howicp.org.